Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, parents are outraged as e-cigarettes appear to be marketed to kids. The backlash from Kanye West's latest controversial comment. And travelers spill their biggest pet peeves.
But first, as the weather warms up and people spend more time outdoors, the CDC is warning Americans to watch out for bugs. Diseases transmitted by mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas have risen dramatically over the past decade, with the number of reported cases more than tripling since 2004. And at least 9 new insect-borne diseases have been discovered within that same time frame. The cause for the surge: warmer weather and longer summers. This gives the bugs more time to breed and spread disease. Other causes include increased jet travel and lack of vaccines. Some of the more well-known diseases spread by mosquitoes are Zika virus, dengue fever, and malaria. Ticks are known to spread Lyme disease. And an extremely rare threat from flea bites is the plague, which can be treated with antibiotics. But most of these diseases have no vaccines or treatments, so that's why the CDC urges everyone, especially children, to use insect repellents when they are outdoors. All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, I'm hearing that United has made a big announcement.
That's right, Richard. United Airlines is updating its pet policy again. This after a series of pet deaths and mix-ups on its flight. As of next month, the company is going to ban 25 dog and cat breeds from cargo hold. But you can still bring small pets into the cabin if the kennel fits under your seat. Kettle One is out with a new type of spirit called Botanical. It's actually made like a gin, but it's being branded as a drink that's made with vodka and comes in 3 flavors. The new drink has less alcohol than a typical spirit and less calories, about 25% less than a regular shot of Kettle One. Disney is launching a new online food network. Disney Eats aims to target millennial families with co-cooking experiences in which kids work with celebrity chefs.
Nicole, any other plans for the company?
Yes, of course. The company really wants to expand its presence online, so it's going to debut new shows for Facebook Watch and, of course, more content for Marvel and Star Wars.
Looking forward to it. Nicole Pedalides in New York. Thank you.
Just when you thought Kanye West couldn't possibly say something more controversial than he already had, he appeared on TMZ Live and basically said slavery sounded like it was a choice. Kanye later said he meant mentally enslaved and took to Twitter to further explain his slavery statement, saying, "We need free thought now. Even the statement was an example of free thought. It was just an idea." He then compared himself to Harriet Tubman and Nat Turner. And in Pittsburgh, the Penguins honored a survivor of the Humboldt bus crash that killed 16 members of a junior hockey team.
Please welcome from the Humboldt Broncos, Braden Kamrood.
Braden said of his fallen teammates, "I'm going to live my life for them and to the best of my ability, try to make them proud." Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear there's a rivalry between two generations.
Hi, Kristen. A new survey from Axios found 51% of millennials believe baby boomers have made things worse for them as they graduate into one of the worst job markets since the Great Depression. Researchers say this could turn into political rivalry as the generations compete for limited tax dollars. Well, more people are alarmed now that they know DNA testing services can share their information with police. 12 states can do this. In fact, police in California used the site GenMatch to help track down the suspected Golden State Killer. The case is now raising questions about what happens to your personal information once you send it in and if it's an invasion of privacy. Well, you have heard that joke, "Don't even talk to me before I've had my coffee." It is no joke. Scientific evidence backs it up. Researchers gave one group of participants coffee and another group nothing. The results, published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology, found the group consuming coffee prior to engaging in a group activity found it easier to positively participate. In layman's terms, don't talk to me before I've had my coffee. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've got to have my coffee. Thanks, Danielle. It's time for this week's Page Six Fix with senior reporter Carlos Greer. Carlos, what do you have for us this week?
Well, Kristen, first up, don't mess with Trump. Vanessa Trump, that is. After she found out about her husband Donald Trump Jr.'s affair with Aubrey O'Day, our sources say she called Aubrey and went gangster on her. Our source also said that Aubrey was shocked. And in happier couple news, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom took their on-again romance to Rome. But there was another man in the picture, the Pope. The couple was spotted in Vatican City shaking hands with Pope Francis during the United to Cure conference. Guess they've gotten over that whole estate case with Katy and the nuns. And following a roller coaster week of being mom-shamed for attending Coachella, Kylie Jenner is facing another roller coaster. She rented out an entire Six Flags amusement park for baby daddy Travis Scott's 26th birthday. Sis Kourtney Kardashian also joined the pair, and there was even a cake made that featured the gang rushing down one of the coasters. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Well, that's a pretty incredible birthday party. Thanks, Carlos. For more news and gossip, watch Page Six TV weekdays. Check your local listings. Well, the FDA is cracking down on 13 e-cigarette companies after thousands of kids were exposed to liquid nicotine. That liquid is supposed to be used in e-cigarettes, but the FDA says some kids are ingesting it because the boxes they're sold in look like kids' juice boxes and candy, and some even have cartoon images on them. Some of the products targeted by the FDA, One Mad Hit Juice Box, Vanilla Cookies and Milk, and Twirly Pop. The FDA has a rule prohibiting companies from falsely using labeling or advertising that imitates kid-friendly foods. The e-cig companies now have about 2 weeks to respond to the FDA and explain how they will change their packaging. If they don't, the FDA could seize the products or file for an injunction.
The Simpsons has made television history. This week, the series aired episode number 636, more scripted shows than any other program. The previous record was held by the Western Gunsmoke, which aired from 1955 to 1975. The show premiered on Fox in 1989. Over the years, it's been both acclaimed, winning 32 Emmys, and criticized, most recently for Quickie Mart owner Apu, who some say is a racist depiction of Indian immigrants. The Simpsons has also been credited with predicting the future. Past episodes depicted a Donald Trump presidency years before the election, as well as the Walt Disney Company buying 21st Century Fox. If that merger goes through, The Simpsons could outlast its own network. Disney would own the show, but not Fox TV, meaning it could theoretically move the show elsewhere. The Simpsons has already been picked up for two more seasons.
Good for them.
Yeah.
This week, Facebook announced a new dating feature. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the service is supposed to build meaningful, long-term relationships. He also said it was built with privacy and security in mind at a time when Facebook has been criticized for how it handles personal data. This seems like a wonderful idea, Kristen.
Yes, neither of us are in the dating game, but if we were...
We'd be on Facebook. I don't know if it's wonderful or not. I mean, he says long-term... I don't know how Facebook can plan to build a meaningful long-term relationship between people who meet on Facebook. That's sort of up to the individuals having met on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, that's the marketing ploy, and I think it may have been a swipe at Tinder.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, everyone knows is not geared at creating those long-lasting relationships.
A swipe at the swiping service.
Exactly, based on you know, your appearance, your name, your age. You know, it is bad timing. You know, I don't know if people trust Facebook right now with the whole Cambridge Analytica scandal, you know, mishandling a lot of people's information.
But it'd be so nice if they could make some more money and have more deeply personal information. I'm really rooting for them.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Well, I love this next story we're talking about. A new survey from the booking site Expedia asked travelers about their pet peeves. So the number one most hated behavior on airplanes, with 90% of responses, was passengers who go barefoot. Ew, gross.
People do it.
So that's on flights. In hotels, 45% say they're most annoyed by parents who let their kids run wild. So both valid issues.
I don't really like anyone else on an airplane. I mean, just everyone is annoying on an airplane.
Most people agree with you. 9 out of 10 Americans said they prefer to be left completely alone on a flight.
I don't want anyone to talk to me on an airplane.
I am so that
You're
person
my friend.
Who talks to everyone
on
the I make best friends with the person next to me every flight, every single flight. So you might want to wear your headphones if you sit next to me.
It's even more annoying when what I'll do is I'll then get a book and I'll start reading the book. It's a way of saying I don't want to talk to you, and then they'll still talk to me. You know what I mean? They don't get the message.
Oh, yeah.
Or just have the headphones too loud, or watch things without headphones. Know if you've had that
one. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's so annoying.
Flight attendants who talk too much on the tannoy, they're annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Every single person on the plane is annoying. There's no point distinguishing one from the other.
Yeah, especially me. I am so that girl.
Especially you.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, the Southwest Human Development Center and Paradise Valley Community College team up twice a year for the Festival of Tales. The event is full of storytelling, games, and live music. But most importantly, the books are free, so everyone can enjoy the benefits of reading.
In low-income neighborhoods, 2 out of every 3 kids don't own a single book. So we give away over 5,000 books, which really makes a huge difference for those kids, both getting into kindergarten as well as their long-term outcomes for reading at grade level and high school graduation.
Our next story from KTVU. Officer Ira Anderson was on patrol when a chance encounter sparked a friendship with the Kareem family. Since then, he helps the family whenever he can. Well, recently, the Kareems moved into a camper and have been without a car to get around. So Officer Anderson reached out to Auto Plus Towing to research buying a car. But the owner was so touched with the story, he gave the family a 2015 Dodge Caravan for free. Overwhelmed with tears, it was an act of kindness they'll certainly never forget. Our final story from Fox 32 Chicago. 18-year-old Tori Stewart is battling cancer, but nothing was going to stop this brave young woman from attending prom. And her community was there to support her. Thanks to 2 local businessmen, Tori was treated to a free trip to the salon and, of course, a beautiful dress. She even got a police escort to the dance. Now that's the definition of arriving in style. Researchers say results of a new study provide more evidence about the dangers of playing football at a young age. Doctors found kids who played tackle football before the age of 12 had cognitive, behavioral, and mood issues arise about 13 years earlier than kids who waited until age 12 or later to play. Now, we've heard numerous studies about the dangers of playing football. Yep. However, this is the first to look at how early symptoms can surface.
Almost anyone who is absolutely brilliant at sports and plays it at the highest level started when they were
absolutely
6, 7, 8. Yeah. It would have an impact on the quality going forward.
Absolutely. And I think anytime we do stories about this issue, I always think nothing's going to happen just because football's a $1 billion sport. And a lot of times for kids in poverty, it's their ticket out.
Too many wealthy people have owned too many teams, would lobby important politicians, and it'll just never happen. That said, there's no way I want my kid playing tackle football before they're 12.
Ditto.
If ever. Now to a survey that found young Americans are more lonely than the elderly. In fact, Generation Z had the highest loneliness score compared to any generation. Is that a surprise to you?
Not at all. In fact, when I saw the headline, before I even started doing my research on this story, I thought social media. It's because of social media.
Yeah.
Just because there are so many surfacey connections that, I've heard it leads to isolation, in real life.
It's about a lack of social contact in real life because you use social media too much to communicate with people.
Yeah.
But also, it's that feeling, it says this report, of losing out and missing out on things.
FOMO, right?
Because people, are showing off on Instagram in a way that's often not very realistic. Like, I remember a friend of mine saying, a friend of mine said, talking about herself, if I followed me on Instagram, I'd be jealous of me.
Oh.
Because the world you project is slightly false.
Yes.
And people are deliberately creating FOMO in other people, which is causing loneliness.
I think that's the name of the game. I think that's Instagram in a nutshell. Okay, now to a story that's causing controversy online. A Utah girl wore a traditional Chinese dress to prom. And of course, she posted the pictures on Twitter. Well, then a Chinese man responded, arguing, "My culture is not your prom dress." And then the floodgates of fury opened online. So many people talking about this. A lot of people saying, how dare this girl wear this cultural dress to prom? Others saying she's just a high school senior going to prom or in high school.
I mean, come on, she didn't do anything wrong at all. I've seen her quotes. She just thought she'd wearing a pretty dress. It's not like you're wearing an offensive uniform from some fascist regime.
Yeah.
You're wearing a dress that most people don't know anything about.
True, but then you just look at the perspective, the cultural perspective here. I mean, this dress in Chinese culture, it started as, you know, women wore it when they were cleaning houses, and then ultimately became a symbol of women, female empowerment in their culture. So if you're
But how's she supposed to know that?
I know, but the thing, that doesn't change the fact that it's a sacred thing in their culture, and if someone else wears it outside the culture, it's like, wait a minute, you don't understand the struggle, you're not part of the struggle, so at least appear to be apologetic in wearing it.
You would be upset because you defended somebody.
Absolutely.
But I wouldn't. I'm just saying, I just don't think it almost sets a precedent to apologize. I just don't think he may have a point, but she did nothing wrong. And if anything, she did something quite charming, I think.
It's a beautiful dress.
It's a beautiful dress.
A new study out of Harvard suggests there are 5 things you can do to live at least 10 years longer. 1, never smoke. 2, maintain a healthy BMI. 3, keep up with vigorous to moderate exercise. 4, don't drink too much alcohol. And 5, eat a healthy diet. Now, these 5 healthy habits aren't necessarily surprising, but what is shocking is that the study says only 8% of Americans are doing all 5. Compared to not doing any of them, the study says if you do all 5 at the age of 50, women average an extra 14 years of life, while men average 12.2 additional years. The major benefit here is that those 5 healthy habits help fight 2 of the biggest killers in the U.S., cardiovascular disease and cancer. Well, an unequal pay dispute on the popular Netflix show The Crown has finally been resolved. Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, has the details. So, Jason, I hear Claire Foy got some good news.
Hey, Kristen. Well, Netflix is showing her the money. Now, you guys all remember hearing the story, how she was paid less than her co-star who plays her husband, Prince Philip. Well, there's been so much backlash that it seems Netflix has been pushed into a very difficult corner, so much so that reportedly they sent Claire a big old check, a retroactive check in the amount of $275,000. Allegedly, that's the pay difference between Claire and her co-star Matt Smith. All future queens will be paid the most, as it should be. Right, Kristen?
That's right, and it's about time. Thanks, Jason.
Amazon will be expanding Vancouver's tech hub, bringing 3,000 new jobs to the Canadian city. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau helped announce the Amazon development on Monday.
New employees will join the Vancouver team and help build products and services to be useful around the world.
An old Canada Post building will be remodeled and turned into the Amazon Vancouver headquarters by 2022. Amazon's Jesse Doherty said, "We chose to build and grow in Canada because we recognize the diverse and exceptionally talented workforce here." Meanwhile, the online giant is still undecided on where they'll put their second headquarters. They've narrowed the search down to 20 finalists, with experts picking Atlanta as the front runner because it's a transportation hub and has a booming student population. There is a Colorado beer brewing company that has taken their inclusive business model to new heights. As a former special education teacher, Tiffany Fixter developed the Brewability Lab in Denver to help give purpose and a sense of achievement to adults with developmental disabilities.
There's just not a lot of employment for people with disabilities.
Visual checklists, color-coded beer taps and menus, and a picture-based point-of-sale system all help keep the brewery flowing smoothly. And thanks to the success of Brewability, the owners plan to open a restaurant this summer with the same concept called Pizzability.
The votes are in, and if you're a baseball fan, there's one minor league ballpark you just can't miss. Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte is here to tell us more. So, Paige, I hear you know a thing or two about this stadium.
Yeah, we're talking about BB&T Ballpark right here in Charlotte, of course, home of our Charlotte Knights. So they did this very scientifically. They asked, basically, broadcasters and scouts, which park would you be most likely to actually come back to as a fan just because you like it? And the Knights ballpark was the resounding winner. The stunning skyline is amazing. Delicious foods, craft beers from our award-winning Charlotte breweries, and of course, our favorite hometown hero, Homer the Dragon. Actually, over the Knights' 4 seasons, they have averaged 91% capacity at every game, and that, Kristen, is a sure home run with everybody.
Well, you guys in Charlotte are always hitting it out of the park. Thanks, Paige.
All right, here is what's coming up on the next Top 30. America is in the middle of a nursing shortage, and new reports say it could be getting worse. Plus, hotels everywhere could be taking away a staple item, and some travelers are not happy about it. And after decades of blindness, this man finally is able to see his mother's face. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.